from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We have an update on yesterday's story about the supposedly stolen campaign signs belonging to the Confederation of Regions Party candidate in Thursday's provincial election. Nadia Sadiq reported the 50 signs as stolen to Timmins police, but they'd been removed by enforcement officers with the city. She had neglected to register the signs with the city and pay the $200 deposit. The city's full statement on the removal is on our website. A car wash at THNVS this Saturday will help teacher Kendall McDonald and her four young daughters deal with the death in early May of Timmins Police Constable Dale McDonald. Kendall is a teacher at TH. Vice Principal Lisa Innes says the event, complete with music, food, water, and freezies, is the school community's way of supporting the family.
Such an unexpected tragedy for our teacher and her family. All donations will be able to offset Kendall and her children as they move forward without their husband and father.
The event runs from 10 until 3 on Saturday behind Timmins High. Charlie Angus is calling 526 a record number of jobs in Timmins James Bay under the Canada Summer Jobs Program. The New Democratic MP for the riding says it's a really good deal, providing a lot of opportunities for young people.
You could have anything from learning to be an environmental technician at Blue Heron Environmental, to working at the Downtown Business BIA, to work in with the Timmins District Humane Society or the Anti-Hunger Coalition.
Funding for the jobs is spread out across Timmins James Bay, including Englehart, Kirkland Lake, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, Matheson, and right up the coast. Canada's Auditor General says people who need the most help just to get by aren't getting it. A new report from Karen Hogan says government agencies need to do more to learn how effective the benefits they roll out are. The report also finds more needs to be done to help people learn what supports are available to them. Hogan is recommending the Canada Revenue Agency, Employment and Social Development, and Statistics Canada come up with a plan to learn how benefits are being received. All three organizations have agreed with the suggestion. Canada's economy grew slower than expected in the first quarter. StatsCan says business investment and household spending helped it grow at an annualized rate of 3.1%. The news comes ahead of the Bank of Canada announcing its interest rate tomorrow. It's expected to go up as a means of reining in inflation. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.